Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 26. Our drop date is Thursday, June 25th, 2026. Man, there's a lot of numbers pretty similar there. That's interesting. I am your host, C. Willie, and I am joined again this week by my wonderful and talented co-host.
Quarter Pete, guess who we have? Joe James, and he's looking super fly right now. Look at you.
Joe, man. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you all so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on the show, man.
Well, we were talking a little bit before we got started, how excited we were to hear from you. You've got so much going on right now. A new single that's out, a new album coming out here shortly. We even get to call you Dad now, which is even
I know. More cool. New single, new album, new baby. Man.
Life is good. You're kind of taking on everything at one time, right? Now all you need to do is move to another place, right? And there's a new house and you're
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I decided to and we'll talk about it a little more, but decided to adopt a baby, release an album, and write a book and release a book at the end of this year as well.
Don't yeah. slow down, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
So the new album is out in September, and yeah. The single was just released just here a couple of weeks ago, correct? This is Everything right, yeah. and Nothing just out. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's the title track of the new album coming out September 18th. And yeah, we released a single called Everything and Nothing. And this song was birthed from kind of the paradox of having hope and pain coexist in the same space, you know, and it was inspired by my wife and I's journey with infertility. And we walked down that path for years and a couple years back, God kind of placed on our hearts to have a child. And then we went down that path, and it was just seemed like it was heartbreak after heartbreak every month, you know. And so the song was written with me and my friend Amy Hooper. I co-wrote it with her, and she's good friends with my wife Chelsea. And they went out for coffee and kind of had, you know, a little some girl talk. And she came back to the writing session. She was like, I think we should write this song from the perspective of your wife, you know, and how she kind of views this journey that you guys are walking down. And basically it was, she felt like we were gaining so much because we were drawing closer together as a couple and drawing closer to God during this time as well, that she felt she was like she was gaining a lot, but then she also didn't have that prayer that she'd been praying, like that yeah. prayer had not been answered. So that was where the nothing kind of came about. And I had that title actually for a long time. And I didn't know where to place it. I just thought it would be a cool title for an album or something. So I was explaining it to my friend Amy, and she was like, well, I think that would be perfect for this song.
What's happening here? And it yeah. was so a couple of years that you were experiencing this. And yeah. spoiler alert, and we're going to talk about this in segment two, but there is a very happy next point to the story. Man. But how much, many of the songs within this new album along that same line?
Yeah, I feel like this album, I took a break last year because I was at this point in my musical journey where I was just tired, you know, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Felt like I was, you know, just playing this game for years. And I was just exhausted, and I was kind of sick of putting on a show, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And so I stepped back, and I remember I played a big show at the end of 20, 24, and it was a sold out crowd, like 2,000 people. It was amazing, and I got off the stage kind of feeling like numb to it all, and I was like, man, I need to step back, you know, and kind of reevaluate everything. So I was praying, and I felt God kind of place on my heart to be still. And so I did. And I of course I do this for a living, so I still have the private shows I had to play, but as far as like big showcases and tickets and trying to promote and you know, sell my music, I took a step back from that and just, you know, was thinking about, why do I do this? Why am I doing it? You know? And I had this moment where I started falling back in love with music and viewing it the way I did when I was a kid, when I was like, I'd put the record on and my one of my dad's records and like listen to Led Zeppelin, Houses of the Holy or whatever. And I'm like, oh man, this is cool. And like, I lost that somewhere in, you know, from that point till my professional, being a professional musician, I lost that kind of the love for it, you know? And so I was just kind of a journey back to falling in love with music and not the album, which you asked is the songs came from a place of not trying to impress anybody or chase anything. They're just, I just was writing from, you know, real moments, you know, happy ones, good ones, bad ones, painful, and all in between. But they were just real songs, and they were coming from a place where I felt inspired to write them, as opposed to, I'm going to write this so people will like it and it'll get a lot of likes and streams. So this album came from a place of like, I don't care if it gets any likes or streams or whatever. I'm just writing this music because I have something to say, and I love writing music, you know.
Well, and it's real. This is something that is real. This is what you've lived. And I'm sure that when folks listen to this and they hear this, whether it's the same subject matter, it's the same reason that you felt this, there may be other things in other people's lives that this song touches, this album touches, because they're experiencing the same sorts of emotions.
Yeah, and I feel like this album is real music for real people. And I remember when I was listening to music, I was always attracted to the songs that made me feel something. You know, like off the top of my head, like Yesterday from the Beatles. You know, how hauntingly beautiful that song was, but relatable with, you know, the things we go through in life. And there's so many songs like that, but I felt like I was I've been more connected with those types of songs than anything else. Granted, or don't get me wrong, I love listening to, you know, the other stuff as well, but I feel like I connect with the people who tell a story, lyrically and melodically and also like sonically, in a song that make you really feel something. Like Chris Stapleton is a perfect example of somebody right now, just like sonically in his voice and it, you know, the way he sings, but also his lyrics, they're just for like real people. It's real music for real people. And that's kind of where I'm at, on my music journey right now.
Well, it's the passion that's behind it too. And let's give this one a listen. This is the title track for Joe James' new album and tells a story. And you heard the backstory on this. Give this a listen and see how it relates to your perspective. This is Everything and Nothing.
I've never known a need like this before. I wanna hold this closely, but I'm scared to let go. Like a blinder on my vision, I can't see around the pain that burns my eyes. You say that in my weakness you are strong, but I don't feel the strength to carry on this fight. I called your name at least a million times, and the angry tears I've cried, in the watches of the night. Empty hands and open hearts, letting go so I can gain it all. You can take this broken heart and make it whole. Holding everything and nothing at the same time. On a journey through this valley in the dark. Every step is leading me to hope a little more. And I can see the signs along the way. You have led me all this time. In the gentle morning light, empty hands and open hearts, yeah. Letting go so I can gain it all. You can take this broken heart and make it whole. Holding everything and nothing at the same time.
The title track to his new album, Everything and Nothing. And what a story that tells, Joe. Beautiful song.
Oh, thank you. As I'm listening to it, I was being a real guitar nerd and effects pedal nerd. I was like, what did we use on that song? And I have a whole rack of like pedals right in front of me. and I think we used this thing. Hold on. It's this old, it's called like a Voodoo vibe.
Mm-hmm.
See how big this thing is?
So, they aren't so like you, that anymore, Joe.
No, they're not. And so we use this on it, but if you listen closely, there's like a almost like this weird wobbly sound, and it's a Voodoo vibe. And it's just, these have like crazy sound, and we wanted to get, it's kind of sonically it's pulling that emotion out of you too,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, what is that? And then I remembered, I'm like, oh, there it is. It's the Voodoo vibe.
All right.
But I have to give a shout out to my, my buddy, Eli Menezes and Daniel Watson. Eli played bass on the album on that track. He played bass. He also played the steel guitar as well. And my buddy, Daniel Watson played drums on it. And I have a funny story. We were cutting this track in the studio, and I sent the demo out, and the demo was just me playing acoustic, and my drummer came in, and it was the day we were recording this song, and he's like, I hate you, man. And I'm like, what, why? And he's like, because I had to pull my car over and cry listening to that song.
Yeah.
And he was like, man, you're making me cry with your songs. But yeah, which is a huge compliment. But yeah, I have to give a shout out to them and our buddy Matt Malley, who engineered the record as well. Like, they, if it weren't for them, they brought a lot of colors in this whole thing to life, you know.
Well, folks, if you thought it was something about the drummer pulling over and crying, wait till you hear the song on the other side of this.
Get ready.
Ad. You better get your tissues ready, because this is absolutely beautiful.
Ready.
Oh, I've got mine.
Where's yours?
I'm ready. We are with Joe James. We are going to take a quick break. We will be right back.
Sconi golf shoes. They're built for every lie and engineered for every swing. Stylish, comfortable, and I'm going to credit them for taking a few strokes off my scorecard. Lord knows I can't credit my swing. But seriously, these are golf shoes that don't look like golf shoes. They're cool. If you want a game changer out on the course this season, get yourself a pair. And if you enter the promo code VCS, you'll get 15% off your purchase. Sconi Golf Shoes. That's Sconi, SKONI.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Joe James, and we can call him Dad Joe James now.
Yes, you can.
And there is an absolutely beautiful and amazing story behind what has happened here, Joe. And please tell us about Eleanor.
Oh, man, she is just the light of our lives. You know, I think the Wood Brothers had has a song called The Muse, and it says, "This is my finest work yet if today I should die." And I think raising Eleanor, you know, in that whole story is going to be my finest work, you know. But I'll tell you a little backstory on her. So as we mentioned before, we were battling infertility for quite some time. And last year in April, my wife and I had a session out in Florida for the Sugar Shack sessions. Mm-hmm. And I was going to fly out there, do that session, come right back. But I just had felt in my heart, I'm like, man, we should book a few more days out there, Chelsea and I, and just sit on the beach. We've had a rough few years, and just, you know, kind of pray and spend time with each other and kind of, you know, ask God for clarity on why he would place this desire on our hearts not to give it to us, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm being honest. And so we went out there and we're sitting on the beach. I did the session and we're sitting on the beach, we're crying, we're writing what we'd hoped to be our kids' names in the sand, you know. And then we fly back, and a couple weeks later I had this dream that I was holding our baby in the hospital, our brand new baby, and I'm looking in to the baby's eyes, and I woke up and I had this heavy feeling that that was our adopted baby. And I went to tell my wife that morning, and she said she had the exact same dream night. Oh. And so from that point, we dove headfirst into adoption. We called all the adoption agencies and we found one. 2 months later, we get matched with a birth mother from Naples, Florida, where we were just at.
Same place.
Same place. And yeah, it's wild. And then so we get matched, little baby girl due to be born in January. And so we were just like, man, this is all happening so fast. And the adoption agency was prepping us for it to be a year or so before we even get matched, you know. And so we were ready for that. We're like, we've been waiting, you know, for 4 years. What's another year? But 2 months matched with the birth mother raised in Naples, Florida. And so we started like putting all the pieces together, and we were like, all of it blows my mind, but the part that really blows my mind is like, if we were in Naples, Florida, in that area in April, and if the baby's due to be born in January, it means she was being conceived during the time we were sitting on that beach, you know, in that area, praying for clarity on all of this. And there she is, you know. And the only way I can explain it is it was divine poetry. And there was a reason why we were having to wait. You know, because there's a passage that says, "For those who wait on the Lord, he will renew their strength and they will mount up on wings like eagles." And so I feel like there was a reason. There was a reason why we were waiting, and us becoming parents looked differently than what we thought it would be. But it was the perfect plan of God to set all of this in motion. And he wrote it long before we even stepped into it. And man, when we did, I mean, we flew out to Florida in January, and we were there for, I think, a week. And then she was born on January 15th. And holding her in my arms, you know, minutes after she was born, it really just changed the trajectory of my thinking in life, you know. I went right into dad mode at that point. And a lot of people have told me, like, once you hold your baby in your arms for the first time and you look at him, you're changed.
Yeah.
From that moment on. And I didn't understand that until that moment, but man, she has just been, she's been so amazing. She's the best thing. And I will say one of the biggest joys of my life is to watch, aside from, you know, being a husband and being a father, but to watch my wife step into motherhood. She was meant for this moment, and to watch her be a mother to Eleanor and in the way she nurtures and cares about things that I wouldn't even think of, you know, is just, it's one of the biggest joys in my life. And I just, to sit back and watch it, I'm like, man, this is, it's the most beautiful thing. It's like reading, just a magnificent story, you know, and watching it all unfold.
There are so many things that you get to experience now, and it's so much fun at this age when they start, because it seems like every day there's something new that they discover.
Oh my gosh. She's changing every single day.
Yeah.
She has, she's 5 months, and she has her two little teeth are coming out. She's trying to crawl. She's doing everything, like, she's very ahead of the game. She's super advanced. I think we might have a little genius on our hands. I don't know.
What instrument is she going to play?
I don't know. So right now, my wife is not the biggest fan of this, but I'm always like playing drums, you know, on my, and I've been doing that since we met 20 years ago. I'm always like,
yeah.
And Eleanor loves it. So she'll sit and like, watch me the whole time, and then she starts going, I'm like trying to.
Yes.
So I don't know, and she's very vocal, so she might be, you know, she might be a singing drummer.
There you go. Oh my!
But she has enough musical instruments in this house, you know. We got pianos, guitars, bass, drums, everything. So
she'll be playing something. There's no question about that.
Yeah. That's my retirement plan, is to manage her.
There you go. There you go. A couple of Grammys on the shelf for her, and you're all set.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, so this song that we've got queued up, and I know this has to do with Eleanor, Little Light of Mine, and I, having listened to this a number of times, Grandpa's like this too.
Oh, yes.
Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this.
Yeah, so, oh man, this song, this is obviously one of my favorite songs, but I wrote this before we knew who she was, but we knew we were going to adopt. Yeah. And my wife was preparing the room, and it's right across from my studio area. She's preparing this room for our child that we plan to adopt. And so I took my guitar in there, and I was on the rocking chair. I'm just strumming the guitar, and I'm not kidding you. It just felt, it was one of those songs that just kind of fell, you know, and it was just downloaded. And I wrote it within like 5-6 minutes. Wow. Songs, lyrics, chords, everything, within like 5 or 6 minutes. That was it. And, it's funny because it ended up being Eleanor, and her name, we looked it up. That name means shining light. And so it just all kind of like worked out. She's our little light, you know? But yeah, this song is for her, and it's funny because every time I play this song now, cause I was playing it before we knew who she was,
sure.
You know, and, I was telling this story, and, now to play it is a completely different experience because I see, you know, I see her face as I'm singing the song, and it's just the best thing ever.
Whole different emotion, isn't it, Dad?
Whole different emotion.
Hey, let's give this one a listen. This is for Eleanor. This is Little Light of Mine from Joe James.
One, two. We're waiting on a whisper, watching seasons change, trying to go the distance like a sparrow in the rain. Dreams don't always blossom like you think they should, but God wrote a story that we never could. You're the light in our darkness, the song in our bones. Prayed for a family, and God brought you home. You're the warmth in our winter, a treasure that shines, little light of mine, little light of mine. You were born of our bodies, you were born of our hearts. Love that was written from the very start. Dreams don't always blossom like you think they should, but God kept his promise like we knew he would. Light in our darkness, the song in our bones. We prayed for a family, and God brought you home. The warmth in our winter, a treasure that shines, little light of mine, little light of mine. When the night gets heavy and you're wondering who you are, you were written in the stars. Were written in the stars. You're the light in our darkness, the song in our bones. We prayed for a family, and God brought you home. You're the warmth in our winter, a treasure that shines, little light of mine, little light of mine.
We need a tissue break.
Yeah. For Eleanor, Little Light of Mine. And I think, Joe, I listening again, and I've taken something different every time I've heard that song, but this just struck me so much. Because of the situation, at some point, she's going to wonder. And when the night gets heavy and you wonder who you are written in the stars.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful, Joe. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah, man, thank you. Yeah, I mean, she has been that for us, man. She's been a little light. And yeah, she's going to wonder one day. And my wife and I always talk about this, and we want to steward that very well, you know, of letting her know where she comes from, and also before anything else, like, she was fearfully and wonderfully made, and, you know, and knitted in the womb, and to perfection, you know, and God handcrafted her, and there's never anyone before her, and there's never going to be anyone after her. Yeah. She is her, you know? And so, yeah, it's exciting. I mean, it feels like a big, you know, undertaking, but also one that I'm very proud to step into, you know, and just excited to watch her grow.
I can
tell you.
And
I was going to say, as I was listening to the song, there's a lyric in it that is just really popping out to me. And I was talking to a friend of mine about this specifically, but there's that line, and says it twice. But God wrote a story, but God kept his promise, you know? And you see that all throughout, like, you know, scripture, everything that says, but God, there's something miraculous that happens after it, you know? And I feel like in this story, it's, we were this way, but God.
Yeah.
And then here comes Eleanor, you know? Yeah. And so it's beautiful, man.
He had a plan.
He had a plan, and I'm just, you know, honored and so humbled that he allowed me to be Eleanor's dad. You know?
Well, it's going to be the best journey you've ever been on. I absolutely guarantee that. Man,
excited.
Hey, we are going to take a quick break.
If we need
regroup,
one.
And we will be back after this message with Joe James.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We have successfully cleared the tissues away. We are doing much better now, but they are happy tears. We just got to hear Eleanor's story from Joe James. And Joe, you've got so much going on now, obviously being dad. We've got an album release party coming up on the 18th of September, this Everything and Nothing. I know folks are going to want to know how to track you down. Where do folks find you?
Yeah. Joe James Music, J-O-J-A-M-E-S Music. That's the handle on every platform. You go to my website, joejamesmusic.com, and I have all my show dates and everything that's happening, on that site.
And folks, be sure you check out YouTube. Some of the videos that Joe has out there are just amazing. Quarter Peep and I spend a good deal of time watching music videos and what folks are posting out there. And Joe has some of the most genuine videos that you can find out there. It's so much fun to watch and listen to what he's doing. You feel like you're right there with him. Just some amazing music. This last one that we've got queued up, Joe, and we were so excited when you sent us this song because it features two of our other favorite people, Courtney and Eli from Gritty Sunset. This is Sweet Something. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Yeah, two of my favorite people, too. Yeah, this one. So Courtney and Eli and myself, we write a lot together. I helped write their last EP with them. And yeah, we write a bunch of tunes together. We hang out, you know, all the time. They were actually just at Eleanor's adoption celebration on Sunday.
All right.
So they're, and that's Uncle Eli and Auntie Courtney.
All right.
But we love them so much. And for this song, for Sweet Something, Eli and I were listening to a lot of Robert Plant and Alison Krauss at the time. And we always send each other, you know, like, hey, bro, listen to this, or hey, listen to this, just geeking out on music and, you know, gear and stuff. And so he was sending me some Alison Krauss or Robert Plant and Alison Krauss tunes. And he's like, man, listen to this. You should write a song like this. And I'm like, yeah, dude, let's write a song like it. And he sent me a couple days later, like a voice memo of him, like strumming, you know, the guitar, that guitar part. And he was like, hey, put some like vocals and lyrics over this and let's write a song like, you know, like Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, that type of vibe.
Yeah.
And so I did, I started with the, you know, hey, baby, baby, put your record on and like just really kind of retro feeling. And then we all got together and Courtney wrote the chorus and then that third verse and we put the harmonies to it and we got a super cool, you know, summer retro love song. You did. Yeah,
it's
cool, man. It has a great vibe, and we're releasing that on July 17th. We're actually going to be shooting the music video next week for this song.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, and folks, hopefully you've heard our episode with Gritty Sunset a while back. Courtney's voice is amazing, and what she adds to this song is just—it's incredible. It really is.
Yeah, man. Awesome. I mean, both of them—they're just phenomenal, you know. And again, like Eli helped produce this album, mm-hmm. and Found My Way, my last album as well. And he's just so man. He just hears things that I guess normal people don't.
Yeah.
And he paints with a different palette, you know. And it's always great to have him. He's like, I always tell everyone he's my George Martin, you know.
There you go.
From the Beatles. Like
there you go.
John and he's my George Martin.
Yes.
Because he brings a whole nother, I'll bring him a song and he's like, that's great. Now let's add this chord. And I'm like, and it just completely brings the song to life. But yeah, so that's the origin story of this song.
Right.
There's not too much of a backstory, but it was just, we wanted to write a cool little love song.
It is absolutely spot on. This is Sweet Something. Joe James featuring Gritty Sunset. Yes, sir. Sweet Something featuring Gritty Sunset. That's Joe James. Joe, I'm going to be a fan for just a second here and say, damn, I love the way you play guitar.
I will say that's Eli on the guitar.
Is that Eli? No, that's kidding. Eli. Well, damn, yeah. I love the way Eli plays guitar.
That's no, Eli. That's great. Give him credit. Yeah.
What a great tune. What a great tune. Lots of fun.
Thank you.
Joe, thank you so much for coming back with us tonight. We really appreciate this.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you so much for sharing the story.
Oh, my gosh.
One of these days soon, we're going to get down there and meet Eleanor, too.
Yeah, I hope so.
We would love to. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Janet Martin.
We're looking forward to talking with Janet. We had a great time tonight with Joe James. Joe, thanks again for being with us.
Thank you all.
Hey, folks, if you know more folks out there that are playing and can play like Joe and you want us to have them on the show, please drop us a note, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. That's our email address, best way to get in touch with us. You want to know when we're going to make our way to Austin and say hi to all those folks? You follow us at vehiclecitysound.com. That's the website. It's got our schedule. It's got all of our old shows on it. You can catch up with us there. And we really appreciate all the support we've gotten from each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, do good things.